days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, with everything we know to be true about the glorious salvation that has been provided to us in the blood atonement sacrifice of Jesus Christ our Savior, it has also been made known that there is a dread enemy who has purposed in his heart to keep as many as he can from coming to that saving truth. And as we draw closer to the rapture of God's legitimate church and the tribulation period which will follow, the enemy's tactics are growing more cunning and deceptive, knowing that his time is short. And along with the many prophetic precursors that are unfolding before us and converging with Be Ready warning, the Church of Jesus Christ has reached her almost full-blown Laodicea condition. And in this complacent and worldly position, rather than contending for the true faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints, she has actually become a co-conspirator with Lucifer, also known as Satan, the adversary, as she bows her knee to his doctrines of demons that have crept into her midst. Paul addresses this tragic dilemma in 1 Timothy 4:1, where he writes, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." We have reached that latter time, beloved, and God's holy remnant, which he has preserved as the wheat, being separated from the tares, is crying out as his watchman on the wall, with his unadulterated word of truth for those who have ears to hear while there is yet time. For, beloved, we are speaking here about a life or death reality that not many are taking very seriously. In our last segment, we addressed the first deadly falsehood on our list of doctrines of demons, which was gay theology. Today, we will address universalism, which is another deadly doctrine that is leading many down the path of destruction while giving them a false salvation security. Every demonic doctrine has at its foundation a distorted or false view of Jesus, his Spirit, and his gospel. And we find all three of these deceptions woven into the fabric of the deadly doctrine of universalism. In a compelling truth ministry commentary, they define universalism as the belief that every person will go to heaven when they die, or in other words, all roads lead to heaven. This false belief system rests on the principle that God is all-loving, and therefore he would not cause anyone to go to hell. Yes, he is all-loving, but he is also holy and just. And the truth of the matter is that he doesn't send anyone to hell, for he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Man sets that determination for himself by rejecting God's gift of amazing grace. In 2 Thessalonians 2:7-10, we read the words of Paul under the unction of the Holy Spirit. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with a breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deceptions of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. Beloved, that scripture would stand alone as a sacred rebuttal to the deadly lie that all will be saved under a generic blanket of salvation, for it states very clearly that those who refuse to receive the love of the truth will perish. But that is only one of the many other passages that make certain that genuine salvation requires genuine faith in Jesus Christ the Lord, with complete surrender to His Lordship. And we'll list some of them here. But before we do, it is important to be brought back to the understanding that true salvation not only delivers mankind from the consequences of sin's death, it actually and miraculously causes the saved one to become a new creation in Christ Jesus the Lord, a regeneration miracle that is mandatory to salvation's eternal life guarantee, because God's kingdom will not allow entry to sinners. Paul, again under the unction of the Holy Spirit, writes in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God." And then in verse 11, he gives the antidote to this hopeless situation. For Scripture also decrees that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, as recorded in Romans 3:23. But for the one who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, with full surrender to His Lordship, in new birth regeneration power, God's Word assures us with this sacred guarantee, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Spirit of our God." Washed in the blood of Jesus, sanctified by the indwelling of His Holy Spirit, and justified in the righteousness of the Son of God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus the Lord, as promised in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Unless a man or woman becomes born again and made alive within his sin-deadened spirit, he remains a sinner and destined to hell. In John 3:3, Lord Jesus, the Messiah and Savior of the world, emphatically makes this new birth mandate certain. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The English words "truly, truly" are translated from the Greek words "amen, amen." The double emphasis indicates that what follows needs to be understood as a truth that is critically important, and the reader needs to pay very strict attention to it, for it has been forever settled in heaven. Surely Jesus died for all, but only those who have been born again from above will inherit the kingdom of God. And again, looking to Scripture, Jesus solidifies that truth, where in Matthew 7:13-14, it is written, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it." Beloved, again, another death knell to the universalism lie that proclaims all will be saved, no matter what. All lifestyles, all false belief systems, or even unbelief. You don't even have to believe in Jesus at all. It is shocking that so much of what has become known as the Church of Jesus Christ could actually accept such heresy. And yet, as the Lord God already forewarned us, in His unadulterated word of prophecy, it is happening in these last hours of the last days, just as He said that it would. It therefore is no wonder that Jude so passionately and strongly exhorted us in his epistle to contend earnestly for the true faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. As we yield to that sacred mandate, allow me to share a few of the over 100 holy scriptures that absolutely refute the deadly lie of universalism. As we reflect on them, it will be made extremely clear that salvation requires true faith, true belief, and the new birth miracle of regeneration, resurrection power, in order for a man or a woman to inherit the kingdom of God. Mark 16:16, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Acts 4:12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. John 8:24. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. John 6:40. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. 1 John 5:13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And this is where we must pause for today, beloved, because we are just about out of time. And actually, we may truly be more out of time than we realize, for we are not promised tomorrow, or even 5 minutes from now. I therefore leave you with Hebrews 3:7. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. God's dispensation of grace is quickly coming to a close, and God's legitimate offspring will be taken up to meet Jesus in the air before God's holy and righteous wrath befalls a rebellious and unbelieving world. Please be sure that you will be on that ark of salvation's assurance, beloved, in Jesus Christ the Savior, as a blood-bought child of God. And, as always, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.